because y'all totally don't know me. I'm Sierra, born and raised right here in this church, so you know me. This is my friend, and your turn.
My name is Savannah, and I'm from Vail. It's close to Boone.
And we got voluntold, so here you go, guys.
Vail. Yeah.
Well, there might be one in Colorado.
I never knew that until this year.
You learn something new every day. All right. So what we ended up settling on to talk about is for Jesus to come to earth and save us, he had to take on four qualities. He had to be human, he had to be innocent, he had to voluntarily choose to die for us, and he had to have an infinite quality about him still. This was just, it's what he had to have so that he was worthy to be a sacrifice for all of our sins. So we're going to talk about the four different qualities, and we're just going to read you some verses that support that. And this is all stuff we learned in our biblical doctrines class. So it's highfalutin class that's very hard to get through. So have fun, Dr. Larson. Kevin Larson. Bob is another one. He's Smith.
So the first point we're going to go over is that God expected the substitute to be human in order to take the place of another human being. Hebrews 2:14 says, "Since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity, so that by his death he might break the power of him who hold the power of death. That is the devil." Also in the same chapter, verse 17, "For this reason he had to be made like them, fully human in every way, in order for that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in service to God, and that he might make atonement for the sins of the people. Because he himself suffered when he was tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted." Another verse that also supports that he had to be human is Hebrews chapter 10, verse 4. "It is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sin."
So you can't sacrifice something that it worked for a little bit, but it never truly made you. An animal cannot completely take your sin away. It's got to be a human. Another point is that human had to be innocent. God expected the human to be innocent so that his suffering could account for someone else. It couldn't have been used for his own sins, because if Jesus hadn't been innocent, it wouldn't have counted for us, because he would have had to atone for his own sins and therefore couldn't have atoned for ours. A verse for this is Hebrews 7, verses 26 and 27. Check my site. "Such a high priest truly meets our need, one who is holy, blameless, pure, set apart from sinners, exalted above the heavens. Unlike the other high priests, he does not need to offer sacrifices day after day, first for his own sins and then for the sins of other people. He sacrificed for their sins once for all, he offered himself." Because in the days of the Old Testament, when the priests offer sacrifices, first they would offer a sacrifice for themselves. I learned this in class. I pay attention, I promise. So first he had to offer a sacrifice for himself to purify himself so that he could offer sacrifices for everyone else. So day after day, every day, the priest would go in, offer sacrifice, and purify himself so that he could go and offer sacrifices for other people. Jesus didn't have to do that. Jesus was completely innocent, which made him the perfect sacrifice for us. Another supportive verse for that is Hebrews chapter 9, verses 13 and 14. "The blood of goats and bulls and the ashes of a heifer sprinkled on those who are ceremonially unclean sanctify them so that they are outwardly clean. How much more then will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to God, cleanse our consciousness from acts that lead to death, so that we may serve the living God?" Again, animals can't completely take that sacrifice. And then finally, another verse to support that he had to be innocent is from 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 19. But I'm going to actually start with verse 18. So 18 and 19. Chapter 1, I'm sorry. Can't read in a straight line. For you know that it was not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed, but from the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. So he was perfect, and in that perfectness he was innocent, and so that made him able to sacrifice and be worth it for someone else and not atoning for his own sins.
So the third point is that God had to be voluntary. God's just nature would not inflict wrath upon an innocent person who did not agree to accept someone else's penalty. So in John chapter 10, verse 17 and 18, sorry. It says, "The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life, only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. This command I receive from my Father." Another passage is Hebrews chapter 10, verse 5 through 10. So, therefore, when Christ came into the world, he said, "Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a body you prepared me for. With burnt offerings and sin offerings you were not pleased. Then I said, here I am. It is written about me in the scroll, I have come to do your will, my God." First he said, sacrifice and offerings, burnt offerings and sin offerings you did not desire, nor were you pleased with them, though they were offered in accordance with the law. Then he said, "Here I am, I have come to do your will." He sets aside the first to establish the second, and by that will we have been made holy through the sacrifice of the body of Jesus Christ for once and for all. So these passages are basically saying that God leaves it up to Jesus, and he wasn't mandated to do it.
It's when God became man, even though he was still 100% deity, he was still completely God, had that eternal quality. But at the same time, he was 100% human, and that meant he had the free will choice that all humanity has. So he could have, at any moment, he could have chosen to get up and walk away and just live the rest of his life as human and not go to the cross. He had that option, but he voluntarily chose to follow the plan of God as Father, and he chose to go to that cross to die for us. So the last part that he had, quality that he had, was he had an eternal quality. He had to have that eternal quality so that his suffering could have infinite application. It would work for me, it would work for Pastor, it would work for everyone, every single human. It's both in the number of people it covered and the duration of its effect. Our saving grace, our salvation through Christ does not have a cutoff. It's not like we go to heaven and then after a couple of years in heaven it goes, whoops, your salvation ran out, go back to hell, have fun. It doesn't work like that. It lasts forever. You spend eternity with God and in the Father. A verse for this is Hebrews chapter 7, verses 14 through 16. "For it is clear that in our Lord descended from Judah, and in regard to the tribe that Moses said nothing about priests. And what we have said is even more clear if another priest like Melchizedek appears, one who has become a priest, not on the basis of a regulation as his ancestry, but for the basis of the power of an indestructible life." Forever. It's forever. Doesn't have a cutoff point. So those four qualities were really, that's what God had required Jesus to have. That's what he had to have for our salvation to be as great and as wonderful as it is. We get forever in heaven. We don't have a cutoff point. It's So he was human, innocent, he chose it, and it had an eternal quality. That's our salvation, and that's what Jesus had to be like that. If you have a question, we'll try. If we can't answer it, you can always ask Pastor later. I promise, if he doesn't know, he'll help you find it.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for allowing us all to gather here today and helping me and Sierra bring the message tonight, especially since I was really nervous. I just pray for everyone's safety on the way back home, for all the prayer requests that was mentioned earlier on in the service, and everyone will have a good night. Amen.